Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to Sex Talk with Tina. Waiting on Derek. So, this should be interesting. So, there's supposed to be a Prince party, like it's 1999. Prince party, as we remember the sexy music of just one of the top people in the 80s and 90s and really of all time, Prince. And so we're waiting on Derek. So anyway, as you know, every week we're here talking about sex, happiness, love, and just having a great time. And Derek is coming up right as we speak. So he is joining us straight away to have a great conversation about sex. So one thing is to remember, you know, what did Prince mean for you? Especially if you're, let's say, 40 or older. Might have been an important part of your youth. In there.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Am I saying hi to you?
Our listeners on Sex Talk with Derek and Tina.
Oh, my goodness. How is everyone?
We are great.
Oh,
we're starting the show.
I said she didn't look panicked, everyone.
No. Why would I be panicked?
Maybe I'm the one that should have been panicked.
Never. Never
okay,
panicked.
So let's do this.
Panic.
So. Bring me in.
Yeah. So Derek is joining us now. We were just sharing how we were having a remembrance of Prince and his sexiness, which, you know, maybe not everybody found him to be sexy, but I certainly did.
He was one sexy mofo.
I know, right? Totally amazing. And his music, very sexy music.
Extremely
very
sexy.
Very sexy.
Extremely sexy.
So what is one of your favorites, Derek?
One of my favorites by Prince is this movie, and I'm not sure if you've seen it at all, but it's called Under the Cherry Moon. I've seen it when I was a young man, and Prince played a gigolo in France.
Oh.
And so he was picking up all the Prince could use? Kitty cats.
Oh.
Right? So he was a gigolo in France, and so it was such a good movie, and so he fell in love with this girl, and then he got killed in the movie. It devastated me. I was 15,
oh.
I think, 15, 16.
Oh, my gosh. I did not see that movie.
We're going to put a link on the website.
Oh,
you guys
yeah,
need to see
I
that.
Yeah, I think that would be great. Yeah, I did not see it. But you know what is so interesting is you were talking about, what is it, Cherry Moon?
Under the Cherry Moon. It's a good soundtrack, too.
So, as you were mentioning that Under the Cherry Moon, I remembered that just yesterday or the day before, I posted a little thing. I shared a little thing. I'm going to share it to Sex Talk with Derek and Tina about it had a little finger and a little smiley face and it had a raspberry on it. And I said, raspberry beret. And it was just yesterday or the day before.
What? Did you have a premonition?
I don't know. Right?
Wow.
Like the energy, the Prince energy was there.
Yeah. You know what? I wonder how many people have had similar experiences over the last 48 hours.
I don't know.
But I tell you, man, so many people on Facebook are just devastated by this.
Oh, my gosh. It's what everybody is talking about.
I refuse
everybody.
To get devastated. Do you know how much pussy I got listening to Prince?
Did you really?
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Now, how
well, you know, Prince,
did you get it with Prince?
He was very seductive, and so
yes.
Women like cunnilingus. I'm an expert at cunnilingus. So.
So did you play
Prince
music?
Oh, my God. All the time.
So, yeah, I don't know if I played it, but definitely I dance to it, right? You have so much fun to it. Like, I don't know if I played it during
did
sex.
Did you do the horizontal mambo? Is that what it's called? The horizontal
no, it was
mambo?
Just real dancing, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't remember if I know.
So what's the favorite thing that you have about Prince?
oh my gosh, he was just kind of fun. You know what I loved is that he could just be totally funky and kind of a little bit weird, right?
Right.
But it was totally cool.
Okay.
Yeah, and I love that. And I thought he, I don't know, for whatever reason, I thought his look was very sexy. Many times over the years, he just had a very sexy look and feel.
Yeah.
So, you know, even though maybe specifically, you know, I might not be attracted to certain features of his or whatever, just his overall package was just a very
his package.
Sexual.
Speaking of his package.
His package was very sexy.
I know a young
and
lady.
I don't know.
I know a young lady who actually saw his penis. She was not engaged in any kind of sexual activity, but she's got two of her girlfriends who also shall remain nameless.
Wow.
And they saw, the royal
penis?
Scepter. Yes.
Was it a scepter?
I don't know.
Oh.
She is,
they won't tell.
No.
Oh.
No. They all seem very happy, though, about it.
Oh, my goodness.
Interesting.
Wow.
Interesting. So.
Yeah.
Prince. Wow. It is. Amazing to think an icon, huh? Gone.
I know, right?
Gone.
Oh, no.
And now, you've had to have some type of sexual experience with a Prince song.
I don't know.
I wouldn't remember. What do you mean? What do you mean?
I don't connect music to almost anything, except for the dislike I have for rock music from the 70s and 80s.
Rock music.
Yeah, I have a real dislike for that.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. But
Neil Young or harder?
I don't know who Neil Young is. I don't even know people's names. Like, see, I don't even know the names. This isn't music talk. I don't know anything about music. I don't know who sings what songs on current radio or the old radio, except for maybe Prince and Madonna, but I still don't connect
them
to anything. Except for maybe just hanging out with my friends. Madonna, I really connect with singing in the car while driving.
Okay.
But Prince, I just like those people. But I don't make connections to my life to music. I know a lot of people do.
It's
a big thing.
It's like the theme song. You don't have a theme song?
No, I don't have a theme song
or
anything. No.
Oh my God.
No, nothing.
I got nothing. Everyone has to think of at least one Prince song that has been their theme song.
I do like Party Like It's 1999. I always liked that song for some reason.
Yes, that's a good song. Oh, speaking of parties, over at Indra Fusion, we are recognizing Prince tonight. If
Prince
you
party.
Want to come and either dress like Prince, bring an album, listen to some Prince tunes, come on over. We're going to chill tonight, huh?
Oh, nice.
Are you going to dress up?
No. I don't even have any Prince clothing, I don't think.
Nothing?
I don't have any
Not even
purple velvet jackets.
You don't have any berets?
I don't have a raspberry beret. I could get a little raspberry and make a finger beret.
You could do that. You could do that.
All right. That could actually be kind of sexy, couldn't it?
It would.
Finger beret on the raspberry on the finger.
This is it. And this is why we get down and dirty here on Sex Talk with Derek and Tina. So, man, I'm still blown away. The icon, the Purple Rain, has come to an end.
I know, it's very sad.
If you're at home right now and you're with your lover or a significant other, please take a moment to fuck them in honor of.
In honor of Prince.
Prince. In honor of the purple one. I can't think of anything else to do. I mean, a life has been lost. What are you doing?
I'm trying to go to Sex Talk with Derek and Tina page, and I can't do it. It won't go. It's having technology, erectile dysfunction. The computer having erectile dysfunction.
We have to get it some Viagra.
I know.
Some juice.
Viagra on the line here. So. Internet Viagra, that's what we need.
Yes.
We
what
need
would
a
that
shot.
Be like?
I don't know. Good question.
So what did you do today before Prince died?
What
were you doing?
I was working. I had another radio show today, interview with a woman talking about accepting yourself and one of the Love Fest shows.
Okay.
So, yes, on Thursday afternoons at 2, we have my Be Happier Today radio show. Starting next week at 4, we'll have my business show with Give Back Marketing, Marketing with Love. And then at 6 o'clock, the sex show. So Thursdays are going to be my media day. I'm going to make
just
it into my
pounding
media
it
day.
Out on Thursday.
I know, right?
You?
It's going to be so much fun. Well, and I haven't decided. I was thinking, should I do it early, like at noon, or should I do it at 4? So I haven't decided yet. It might be noon. It might be noon on Thursday is the new show.
Okay.
I haven't decided. Okay. Either noon or 4.
What would be the catalyst to make you tip?
I don't know. Well, noon is a good time. People could listen during lunch if they chose to, get some ideas for their business.
Right.
So, you know, 4 o'clock, people are like ready to go home, but maybe they listen while they drive. I don't know. I guess it really doesn't matter. I should just do it when I want. People can listen on the podcast, on iTunes, anything they want anyway.
iTunes. Send us a check. All right, so noon makes sense to me because at lunch, you're eating, then you have that strategy you give them, and they can implement it the second half of the day.
Sure.
If it's at 4 o'clock, they're going to go home, go to sleep, listen to sex talk with Derek.
It'll probably end up being noon. That's a good time. So that's what I did. So what were you up to today?
Oh, my goodness. So today was a free day. It was the perfect day.
Wow.
For
thanks.
Well, yes. Check that. But it was also a perfect day for cleaning out the garage. Yes, in the rain. In the rain.
That does not sound fun to me.
Yeah, it really was.
Someone needs to come clean out my garage, but I'm not doing it.
Is that your literal garage or?
Yeah, a literal garage. Yeah. There's a bunch of shit in there. I mean, there's a bunch of stuff in there. What? Can I swear on this show? I don't even know.
I really think that you can express yourself. This is the whole point of Sex Talk with Derek and Tina. Our mission is to make sure that our fellow humans express themselves in a healthy manner.
Yeah.
Right?
Totally.
So I was cleaning out the garage today, and it was very powerful. The moving experience.
Oh, really?
It felt liberating. Because all the stuff that I've been packing in over the winter, right, building a business, and you just get all this stuff you accumulate.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, you know what, today's the day. I don't care if it is raining. I need to manifest more in my life, so I got to get out the old clutter.
Yeah,
right?
Totally. You do. You have to do that for anything. You got to let stuff go. And that's in your personal life, your business life, even your sex life.
But that doesn't mean you divorce your partner.
Oh, no.
Right?
No, you don't have to leave your partner, no.
But we're talking about old conversations, right?
Right, the old ideas, maybe the old, things that held you back, your old stereotypes of what's good and bad, your old ideas around anything. You can let them go.
Right, so
you can make room to expand your relationship in the future.
Your conversation, right?
Yes.
So I don't have to keep going back with the same old, tired conversation. It can be completely new.
Absolutely.
We talked about experimenting last time. Or was that on the page? We talked about experimenting.
Oh, yeah, that was on the page. That was on the page, exactly.
So it doesn't have to be anything that's so drastic in experimentation, but it could be something as simple as a conversation, maybe serving breakfast in bed or
something
on your toes.
You know, right. it's so true, though. But you know, a lot of times people are afraid to even share an idea that they would like to experiment with because of fear that maybe their partner won't like it. They will think they are freaking.
Well, let's role play for the audience, honey.
Oh, really?
I need to talk to you.
Okay. What do you need to talk about?
I've been having this desire, and I need to get it off of my chest.
What are you talking about?
I'd like to experiment more.
What do you mean? We have sex every week. Isn't that enough for you?
Every week? No, well, that would be the first question that would be increased. So I guess,
sorry.
This is like down the road. This is further down the road. Like, oh, my God, well, we have to increase that number, first of all. And then secondly, the question that I have for you is that I would like to experiment with scat.
Oh, go F yourself.
Oh, that's a backfire.
See, that's what people are afraid of, right? They're afraid of people
right,
just like,
right.
Like, what in the hell are you talking about? That's what people are afraid of, and this is why they don't have those conversations.
Oh, man,
so,
the embarrassment of it all.
So what you got to do is maybe bring it up in a different way. Get a little more creative.
Well,
instead of saying, you know, I'd like to experiment with scat. Like, what the? I mean, are you kidding me? That's what you're
could we
response.
Start small?
You know, but maybe you start with something else. Like, if this is truly, now this is a little bit of an extreme idea.
Well, you think
like,
there's got to be other steps before we get to this one.
Yeah, yeah. You want to start with something because that is something that's pretty extreme, right? So, in some ways. And
and
it depends on what you mean by it. But that could mean a lot of things. Do you mean that you want someone to take a dump on your tummy and rub it in? I mean, right now, Derek is... He's holding his head down. Well, I'm serious. Like,
oh,
that,
my God, that's so funny.
Like, your partner would have no idea what you're talking about with that other one. Because it really doesn't, it could mean like a million things. So you got to, like, you got to get to what is the real essence of it. Is it something, like if you wanted to experiment with something that is pretty extreme, that most people would think is pretty kind of messy or gross or disgusting, which a lot of people might think about that, you got to like think about it. What is it that is a turn on? Like what is it that's
what
making
it?
You even think about it?
Wow.
So.
Wow, she is, bang, she just broke that down. Yes.
But, you know, you got to get deeper because a lot of times, This is why there's a problem. Someone brings up something that's weird,
right?
And you're just like, "What in the world are you talking about?" La 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 la. And it could just be that maybe you know maybe the person really just wants to have more anal sex and doesn't mind if it gets messy. You know, like it could be something like that. It could
be. I
didn't
think about starting at that small.
You know,
why, thank you.
Well, like, okay. And I only, now this is funny. I could talk about this like we're talking about what kind of tea would you like to drink, Derek? Like, what do you want to do with this poop? Okay. Like, I can just have like a real conversation around this. Like we're talking about tea.
Right.
Because I'm at that level.
Yeah.
You know, I've talked about sex a lot. I've heard all the craziest fetishes, including scat.
Right.
Okay, I've talked about this.
She was silent.
Scat.
Yeah.
Because I have really talked about people with this. So for me, I can do that. But you've got to get to what is the real thing. You know, and you can't, you do have to, Derek is just cracking up here, sorry. You're the one who brought it up.
I want to get a copy of this show. This is too funny. Oh, my God. Okay.
Oh, you know what? A friend of mine the other day, I was at a local author showcase thing at the library.
Oh.
And she said.
The public library?
No. The Genesee District Library.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So
she
said, a friend of mine said, oh, my gosh, I'm listening to your show, and it is so funny. And I had to think about, oh, that's nice. Thanks. Which show? And I didn't even have to think which show. The only one that's funny is Sex Talk with Derek and Tina, right? The other one's all nice. And I'm like, I'm like, oh my God, that's so great.
Yes, we're going to get a Grammy.
Yay, we're going to get a Grammy. She's like, I just crack up laughing.
Oh my God.
So I thought that was really great. I thought, yeah. So that was really nice. Because I know people listen. We can see that people are listening.
And thank you, by the way,
yes,
for
thank you so
doing
much.
That. That's important.
And also let us know. Give us some feedback. Let us know, you know.
You can, unless you're jerking off to our material and you'd rather remain anonymous.
And hopefully not turning it off when you hear the S word. Okay. It's just a thing. It's,
right.
You know, but
it's just a thing.
It's
but
just
I
a
get
thing.
I get that there are steps to take.
Yeah.
I've never been a patient man. I've always wanted to go straight for what I wanted, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So understanding a little bit of finesse gets you further down the road.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, you wanna kind of, and something like that, it depends on what you want out of it, what exactly that thought is about it and how to go. But maybe it starts with having a little more ass play. You know,
right.
Fingers, tongue, intercourse, whatever
now,
it is.
In
it
honor
starts
of,
with that.
In honor of Prince,
yeah.
Who's playing in the background, Darling Nikki, right? A highly sexually charged song.
This is a sexy song.
I would say that this might be the first prelude to scat. Right?
I don't know.
Hey, DJ,
try out
that Darling Nikki.
I don't know, Derek.
No?
About that. But it could be. But you could be getting busy, right? And do some sexy things that are in that arena, that in that area of the body.
That region.
You got to start with that and do things that make that person feel good.
How long do you take? Now, don't tell me I've got to wait beyond 4 dates.
I don't know. It just depends on the people. It just depends on the people and what.
Did it sound like Tina just gave up on me? Like,
no,
oh,
no,
know.
No, but it really does. I couldn't answer that question because it depends on the people involved, because if you're
tolerance
pretty
level.
Open, right, and you're going to know from do they like playing in that area, a lot of women and even men sometimes might feel a little uncomfortable. Like, okay, for example, I have a friend of mine, and she told me about this experience a couple years ago.
Her phone number is.
So she was dating a guy who kept wanting to have anal sex, and she didn't want to have anal sex, really. And she was kind of like, oh, I don't know. So she finally was going to do it, right? She did, like, enemas because she wanted to be all clean down there. Mm. So part of it for her was that idea that it wasn't going to be clean. She didn't want to do it. So...
So she's
getting all prepared to be ready for anal sex, right, with this guy. So she did some enemas, she took extra showers, she's getting all clean down there so that it wouldn't be scatty. Anyway.
She took all the fun out.
So then, like, whatever it was, the guy that night, she's all ready and then he doesn't want to do it.
Oh.
And she did all this prep, right?
Oh.
Psyched herself up, did this prep for cleanliness.
She should have been like, you're going to eat my ass anyway.
Right.
I got it clean for you. Eat me.
Right? And then they didn't do it. So, you know, I think some people have that idea around activities in that region of the body could be messy, and they don't, they're worried that it would gross out their partner. They don't want to be, you know, to affect them in a negative way. So if you're going to introduce something that's like that, you got to have in the mindset that that could be a thought. So for a lot of people, that might be a hindrance even to doing ass play in general.
You are
like,
an ass advocate, I think.
I'm not an advocate. I'm just saying.
Dude, that was brilliant.
You know, sometimes people do enemas and that kind of thing as preparation for anal sex.
Oh.
And some people don't.
Right. You know, sometimes I think it should be a little bit more savage, right?
Savage.
You know, like not so much preparation. Like I wouldn't want her to.
Don't take those words literally about savage, because that'll hurt someone. I'd be like, "Fuck you! What are you doing?"
Oh,
like,
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, savage.
Oh, I mean, that's my own personal fantasy. Sorry, that's who I am. Sorry about that one. That was a Freudian slip.
Because
I'm savage
that,
when I have sex.
Okay, that would hurt.
I'm savage when I have sex.
Okay, but.
Sorry.
Okay. Unless you're really prepped, like porn stars. You know,
I'm
you
always
those,
ready.
No. Like porn stars, when they really prep those asses for anal sex.
Oh, don't spoil this for me.
Okay, they're not just
stop.
Wham, bam.
No, stop.
People need to know this.
Oh.
People need to know this. Because
I have the illusion.
No. This is really becoming a problem.
Okay.
Now, for people our age, we know that porn is one thing and it has purpose. But young people nowadays, porn and media and music videos and all this stuff with sex and everything and the porn industry, everybody making porn, amateur porn, all the porn everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
People are kind of looking that their sex life should be like a porn movie.
That's what the hell I thought.
No.
Oh my gosh! What are you doing to me?
Okay. Haven't you heard the there's a new thing called Make Love, Not Porn. There's like a movement.
I would never
listen direction.
To such a vile message.
So the thing is, though, is because a porn movie, the origins of porn movies were really to, and porn in general, to help single men masturbate. Think about those magazines that, you know, men and boys might hide under their mattress so they can masturbate to dirty pictures. So it's gone from a thing that really was designed to aid, be a visual aid for solo sex or maybe even getting, and then maybe couples as it became more okay to watch together, kind of give ideas and things, to a place where now a 16-year-old boy is expecting his girl to go down on him and he can, like, take a video of it. It's horribly disrespectful to women in a lot of ways.
Oh, my God.
You know?
I have
and
no idea.
Young boys are learning this.
Right.
So they're not learning that porn is just something extra that's, you know, that you could fantasize about and you could role play and create your own little porn fantasies with your partner.
But
sure.
That's where the reality stops.
Right, and they're thinking that that's how it's supposed to be. And then girls are then, you know, thinking, well, that's how I'm supposed to be. And then they're missing a whole other part of really connecting with someone.
Wow.
So they just want to create these porn movies instead of just really enjoying their bodies and loving each other and themselves and all of that stuff.
This has been another educational moment by the intellectual and highly profound Tina of Sex Talk. With Derek and Tina.
I know, right?
Wow. She laid that shit down, man.
Okay, but at the same time, I think it's awesome to create fantasies and role play and do all of that. So don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with doing it.
Nothing.
So there's nothing wrong with doing all those things, but you do either have to introduce things in a little bit, you know, way to kind of introduce and not just like, hey, can I, like, lick your poop? I mean, you know, like, that's kind of
can
like,
I stick it in your rectum right now?
Oh, and please, if you do have anal sex with a woman, never encourage her to go from ass to mouth. That is just so unsanitary. And people want to do it because they see it in porn.
Oh,
it's
my God.
It's unsanitary.
You know
it's
what?
Totally
if I had
unsanitary.
Enough time to review everything I just said, ATM is the hottest thing out
no,
there. That's not true.
No, God, it's so unsanitary.
As Jamal.
It's really unsanitary, and women can really get sick from that.
Oh, okay.
You think about, okay, when you're watching,
don't do it then.
Okay, when you're watching the news and they talk about all the germs that are on a thing or E. coli, that's because people haven't washed their hands and they got shit on their hands and they touch your food.
Right.
And people get sick.
Do not
do you
hurt
want,
your loved one.
Okay, do you want someone to wipe their ass and then touch your food?
I don't think I'd pay for that.
Well, that's what happens when you do ass to mouth.
Oh, my God, you are bursting my bubble tonight. Not only did Prince die, I am losing every sexual fetish I've ever had today.
No, or here's what you do. If you want to do ass to mouth, you wear a condom.
Good, a solution.
Listen,
yes,
we have a solution.
Oriented.
Yes.
All right.
You wear a condom while you're having anal intercourse in the ass. Then you take the condom off and go to oral.
Okay.
And then you have removed that bacteria and fecal matter.
Right.
I know.
That's not that bad.
But you're right. You wear a condom during the anal intercourse. Take off the condom.
Not lubricated. Because you don't want her to eat the lubrication when she's giving you a blowjob.
I suppose, right. The spermicide side might not taste good. Unless you have a flavored condom, then, you know, then it might
look flavored condoms, and you can do all the ass to mouth you want.
And then you take that condom off and then do oral. So if you want to do that, just be safe, people. Be safe.
Be safe.
Be safe.
Very good.
Okay.
I love it. So where are we at on the dial?
Oh, yeah, we're about out of time.
But we're never out of love.
Oh, that's so true.
In honor of Prince, our purple friend, may you be sexy until the bitter end.
Absolutely. See you later. See you next week, everybody.
Love somebody.
Love somebody.
Hard with lube.
Oh, with lube, yeah.